the value of a next action decision-making standard. I have had several sophisticated senior executives tell me that installing what's the next action as an operational standard in their organizations was transformative in terms of measurable performance output. It changed their culture permanently and significantly for the better. Why? Because the question forces clarity, accountability, productivity, and empowerment. Clarity. Too many discussions end with only a vague sense that people know what they have decided and are going to do. But without a clear conclusion that there is a next action, much less what it is or who's got it, more often than not, a lot of stuff gets left up in the air. I'm frequently asked to facilitate meetings. I've learned the hard way that no matter where we are in the conversation, 20 minutes before the agreed end time of the discussion, I must force the question, "So what's the next action here?" In my experience, there is usually 20 minutes worth of clarifying and sometimes tough decisions still required to come up with an answer. This is radical common sense. Radical because it often compels discussion at deeper levels than people are comfortable with. Are we serious about this? Do we really know what we're doing here? Are we really ready to allocate precious time and resources to this? It's very easy to avoid these more relevant levels of thinking. What prevents those issues from slipping away into amorphous stuff is forcing the decision about the next action. Some further conversation, exploration, deliberation, and negotiation are often needed to put the topic to rest. The world is too unpredictable these days to permit assumptions about outcomes. We need to take the responsibility for moving things to clarity. You have to have some experience of this to really know what I mean here. If you do, you're probably saying to yourself, yes. If you're not sure what I'm talking about, I suggest that in your next meeting with anyone, you end the conversation with the question, "So what's the next action here?" Then notice what happens. Accountability. The dark side of collaborative cultures is the allergy they foster to holding anyone responsible for having the ball. Mine or yours is unfortunately not in the common vocabulary of many such organizations. There is a sense that that would be impolite. "We're all in this together" is a worthy sentiment, but seldom a reality in the hard-nosed day-to-day world of work. Too many meetings end with a vague feeling among the players that something ought to happen and the hope that it's not their personal job to make it so. The way I see it, what's truly impolite is allowing people to walk away from discussions unclear. Real togetherness of a group is reflected by the responsibility that all take for defining the real things to do and the specific people assigned to do them, so everyone is freed of the angst of still undecided actions. Again, if you've been there, you'll know what I'm talking about. If you haven't, test it out. Take a small risk and ask, "So what's the next action on this?" at the end of each discussion point in your next staff meeting, or in your next family conversation around the dinner table.